Our reality is choked out by thoughts, static, noise, and by the cares of this life, not to mention the electronic noise of always being on, always connected. The other night I went to Vespers service at church. Vespers is my favorite service. The candles, the dim lights, and the hymns, the now that we have come to the setting of the sun. It recognizes a cycle in the day and in life, and it's much needed. Afterward, I told my priest, Father Nikolai, that it took 45 minutes for the noise of the day to fade away and for me to be immersed in this service. And he replied with a smile, "That's why our services are so long." Welcome to Thrive in the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive, designing your intentional life, homesteading, gardening, and rediscovering culture and tradition. Check out Thriving Food Forest Design. We can create an edible foodscape, a perennial paradise, so you can grow more food and be more self-sufficient. We use fruit and nut trees and perennial plants adapted to the Midwest to create a low-maintenance food forest. Start your journey with thriving with a free 30-minute consult, a discovery call to learn your vision and goals for your land. We also offer in-person and virtual property walk, tree identification, and a custom food forest design. Check it out on thrivingfoodforest.com. As part of Thriving Food Forest, I am creating more perennial kitchen garden beds in raised beds. So check out my new raised beds, the kinds that I'm buying. They're available on the stuff page and also in the show notes. Welcome back to Thrive in the Future. I'll give you an update on Perpin from the monastery. He has been on a quest to become an Orthodox monk. He has visited several monasteries long term, only broken last year by a visit home here in Kansas because his mother died. Perpin's been gone for over a year now, and to give you an update, he was clothed as a novice monk in May at the Monastery of St. John in Manton, California. So Perpin and I have talked several times, both on the podcast and in real life, about how we, or everyone, are constantly distracted by noise. The noise of people, electronic devices, the notifications from the phone, the background noise of cars. The noise of what you didn't do, what you should be doing, and the noise of constantly having to explain yourself in a conversation because the person you are talking to is not on the same wavelength or doesn't have the same worldview. The monastery isn't like this. It is silence, candles, and space. And when Perpin went to the monastery in Alaska on Spruce Island, there were no electric lights, no running water. They had to haul their own water. And if you wanted to read, you had to do it by candlelight or headlamp. He was there for a couple months, and after leaving there, the return to civilization was painful, and even the color of the brightly colored house they were driving by was overwhelming to the senses. But maybe that's how it's supposed to be. Many visitors treat the monastery as a retreat. The monks at the Monastery of St. John said in their newsletter that the first thing a visitor asks when they arrive is, "What is your Wi-Fi password?" Because the monastery is remote, it has poor cell reception, but hey, they just have to keep connected. Perpin moved to the monastery in California because it's less noise. The monastery in Arizona was overrun by visitors in the summertime, and at his current monastery in California, sometimes the monks don't even speak for days. I am reading, or rereading, Perpin's letters from the monastery, and this is what he said about this time last year. Quote, "We think of static as the white noise and pops between radio stations. If I say noise, people respond with, oh, sound, volume, as their points of reference. Yes, a neighbor's loud music is a potential problem, but I mean more than that. The terms inputs also doesn't quite fit. It doesn't connect. Maybe static is a better word. Static is interference in your attempt to bring in the radio signal. In my case, in purpose case, the signal I want is God, grace, the life of the church, silence, and prayer. A real life. These are the things that actually matter. Static is anything that hinders that. My thoughts, my emotions, my perceptions, my desires are a static producing mechanism. The added static from those mechanisms is other people entering my life is also a lot." How I choose to react and think about them changes my perceptions of them and their those interactions. And the word should be interactions, entering our input. That is what thoughts determine, what life is about. St. Theophanes said that, quote, thus prudence and the responsibility for maintaining one's inner peace require that one not look at everything, listen to everything, or concern himself with everything that happens to come across. A thing will hardly show that it is capable of rousing the passions, so it is necessary to turn the eyes away from it. Plug the ears in front of it, or seeing, do not see, hearing, do not hear. That's end quote. After every monastery visit, you, Scott, me, say, you're not the same. You take longer and longer to be able to communicate again. That's because each visit is a detox from the static and the reliance on the static to distract me and numb reality from sinking in. I no longer have that external static. Now I need to deal with my own internal static. And finally, Purpin said, love asks what you will suffer for and how much will you suffer for it. Love is outside of logic and my personal survival. It's also good for us, even though it costs. All virtues are not economically feasible. The eight forms of capital won't fix or fill the void in your soul. They're just a tool. Meeting your soul's needs is really the definition of thriving. And that's the end of Purpin's letter. So I tweeted the other day that I would like to talk to this person or that person about a topic, but I'm to the point where I really don't want to record a podcast episode. I want to have a real conversation. Last evening, I had a phone call with Matt from PharmOp Life, not on Zoom, not on camera, no recording, just real conversation. And as I get older, these social media things feel like they're capturing moments in time, but without me in them, I'm not in the picture. It's not even really looking at the view through my eyes. You can see this when you take a picture of the sunset, the moon, or the sky with your iPhone, and without tweaking the image, it doesn't look like what you see. At least, unless you have one of these fancy new iPhones. It feels more like the idiots that go to a concert and then record most of it on their phone. I can't even see the stage and enjoy the concert because there's a brightly lit screen in front of me. But hey, I can view that concert from 2010 on YouTube. Everything is curated, but something is lost, and it diminishes the value. I think we'll see a backlash in the coming years with Gen Z, but maybe not. Have you tried fasting from your phone, or at least for social media, for a day or a week? When you get back on it, it's like Purpin coming back from the Alaska monastery, all noise and color and fakery and blah, blah, blah. It's time for real conversations, unplugged, unrecorded, untracked, and uncurated. And this is a promising trend. On episode 107 of the Royal Path podcast, Father Turbo Andrew and Cyprian leave it hanging at the end by saying, and I paraphrase, we accomplished what we set out to do with this project. Father Turbo doesn't call it a podcast or a show. And we may not have another episode. Likewise, the Doomer Optimism folks had a conference and they didn't record it. There's something special in that. This weekend, my wife will be riding a horse in the Christmas horse parade in Lawrence, Kansas. I'll go to support her and to enjoy the season, but aside from taking a picture of her when she passes, I will try to live it uncurated. No pics on my phone, no Facebook or Twitter shares. I challenge you to live in the moment and live life uncurated. Hey, if you like this episode, leave us a tip on Venmo or Cash App at Thriving the Future. Or join the Patreon, patreon.com/thriveinthefuture. You get early episodes and you get extras. Thank you. Check out Thriving News. That's where Purpin and I share longer form articles about homesteading, mindset, milpa gardening, food forest, etc. Go check it out at thrivingnews.com. Thank you for listening to Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Thrive in the Fute, and also go to thriveinthefuture.com.